Right now, whether it's Netflix, Hulu, or the many choices for on-demand live TV streaming, consumers now have a lot of alternatives to consider for their TV viewing. And because of these ever-expanding viewing options, fewer people are committing to traditional cable TV packages. Some cable providers have responded by offering up their own pared-down channel packages or skinny bundles in order to compete. It gets confusing. David Katzmeier joins us now to help sort it all out. He's senior editor of home theater and TV reviews for CNET. David, thanks a lot for joining us today.
No problem, Rob. Good afternoon.
Well, I think people might think, okay, I'm going to stop paying that monthly cable bill. There's so much out there I can do. But once they do that, there are a lot of decisions to make. Where do people get started?
Well, the biggest thing you have to figure out if you're going to decide to cut cable is, whether you want live TV, whether you want to keep, your local channels, your CNNs, your ESPNs, or whether you just want to get rid of all of that and go to a strictly video-on-demand palette, which includes the Netflixes, Amazons, and services like that. A lot of people have a lot easier time maybe weaning themselves off of, the channel, the cable packages they have by going with one of these live TV streaming services.
And these are new to me, really. I know about the Netflix and Hulu things. I still have the cable. Can't get away from the sports. We'll talk about that in a bit. Tell us about these streaming live TV services. What are they? How do they work?
So the first one was Sling TV, which is interesting because Sling is actually owned by Dish Network, the satellite provider. The idea, it came out a couple years ago, and it gives you basically a small number of live TV channels, the main most expensive one being ESPN, for $20 a month. So that's really cool. You can get kind of the best of cable, they call it, for a really low price. The downside is that you don't get any over-the-air TV channels, your standard networks, including ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox. So those are available, again, over-the-air with an antenna connected to your TV, but Sling TV doesn't give you those. So you kind of have to cobble together a solution if you want, kind of the basic channels that are out there.
That's Sling. What are some of the other streaming TV services, and how do they compare?
So Sling is the cheapest, the $20 a month, and then it goes up from there. So DirecTV Now, which, again, is owned by a satellite company, is $35 a month and actually have a really good selection of channels, including those local channels for a lot of places in the country. And then there's YouTube TV, which is $40 a month, PlayStation View, and Hulu with live TV. So all of those around $40 a month give you a larger selection of channels. And with some of these services, you can add additional, more expensive channel packages, just like you can with cable, and step up and get, pretty close to a cable TV service in terms of breadth of channels. But then you're pretty close to not saving any money. You might actually be spending more.
Right. And if I do one of those, do I get, say, everything that Netflix has to offer? Or if I get a non-Hulu one, do I get all of that? Am I going to cobble one package with the other streaming services I might already have?
Yeah, you're going to have to because, again, most people already have Netflix. That's kind of the baseline for a lot of people that are getting into streaming. So you're going to have to pay for that package. You're going to have to open that app separately. Each of these services has its own app that you have to open separately. Same thing with Amazon. Hulu's nice because if you get their live TV package, then you can include the same interface, the same app that'll give you the live TV plus all that you get from Hulu, which is thousands of on-demand TV shows. But it does require a lot more work than a cable subscription, just in terms of what you have to do, the devices you have to use, and that kind of thing. And in my experience, it can be a little bit less reliable than cable. You do have to deal with your own internet, so if you don't have the greatest Wi-Fi all over the house, for example, some TVs might not get the best streaming connection. And sometimes the service itself is interrupted, especially in really popular, primetime events. For example, we just had the NBA Finals. There's plenty of people complaining about that particular sports broadcast, cutting out on some of these services.
Talking to David Katzmeier from CNET about the alternatives to traditional cable. Weird to call it traditional. It hasn't been around that long in the scope of human history. David, we mentioned that cable companies, well, they don't want to lose all this business. They're offering some of them these skinny bundles now in response. So what is that?
So that's just a really small number of channels, and the idea there is to get you to continue to have the cable service in your house for television. And for a lot of people, they're a really good bargain. Again, it's responding to this. They wouldn't have done it, a couple of years ago before these services were, really popular. But now they have to respond to this competition, and their response is to offer, a lot less expensive, selection of channels. The thing is, to get one of these live TV streaming services, whether it's a DirecTV Now, Sling TV, or even a Netflix, you're going to have to subscribe to a broadband internet access at your house, and the cable company controls that. So you have to pick up the phone and call your cable company and say, "Hey, look, I want to quit my cable TV, but continue to get my internet package." And they'll turn around and say, "Okay, well, maybe you'll save $20, $30, $40 a month, depending on where you live." And if you turn around and begin to subscribe to one of these live TV packages, or a selection of Hulu plus Netflix plus Amazon, for example, you can start to ramp up your costs again. So you really have to pay attention, if you're doing this to save money, which most people are, to your current cable TV package and how much you're actually going to save when you get your required broadband internet without television.
We're here in Wisconsin. We like our sports, the Packer games, Big Ten, all the sports. In my household, there's a lot of football. The kids are watching World Cup coming up, the English Premier League. For sports fans, if they want to get away from that full-on cable subscription, how do you cobble all that together?
Well, you can do it. Again, these new live TV subscription services are usually the best way to do it. YouTube TV, for example, has really good coverage of a lot of sports. It starts with the local channels, NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox, which carry NFL games, for example. A lot of the big sporting events are on these broadcast channels. If you want to follow a particular basketball or professional baseball team, however, you're probably going to need to make sure that one of these services has your particular regional sports network. In New York, those are SNY and YES Network, for example, for the Mets and Yankees, respectively. Those types of channels are pretty expensive, because they have a monopoly on the regular season games of baseball and a lot of other sports. So you have to look at the package itself. You can do it, but it all depends on what teams you really want to follow.
David, it all sounds like it gets pretty complicated pretty quick. If people just want to stay with the cable, you wrote in one of your pieces, maybe it's worth calling and negotiating with the cable company.
Yeah, you can do that too, especially if you have a second cable company serving your area. But now that all these services are available, you can say, "Hey, look, I'm streaming. I put together this package, and including your lowest internet streaming cost plus XYZ service, and it comes out to, let's say, $100 a month. Right now, I'm giving you guys $150 a month for the same TV. How about you match that? How about we have a new two-year contract? How about you guys come down?" And you can find that they'll often be willing to negotiate, especially if the alternative is losing you as a customer and losing a lot of your monthly fee.
And David, what are some of the best devices for watching our various subscription channels, streaming services, whatnot?
Well, my favorite overall is the Roku system. Roku is the least expensive out there. It's you can get one for $30. It performs very well. Again, you can kind of spread that around to your secondary TVs. The other really good one, I think, is Apple TV, which is at the other end of the spectrum. It starts at $150. The 4K version is $180. It's a really good experience, but it's also a little bit more money, and you don't really need it. If you're watching TV, the apps are basically their own little universes, and they're going to perform very similarly no matter what device you're using. So it really comes down to what's the easiest one to use, and Roku is pretty much my pick for that.
Briefly, as we wrap up, David, it seems like things are changing so quickly. New services pop up. Is the decision somebody makes today still going to be the smart one a year from now?
Well, you know what? That's probably the best thing about all this change happening, is that it's happening so quickly that you're not locked into one of these services. All of these services are a month-to-month thing. So if you decide you don't want to watch Sling and you don't like its interface, you want to try out YouTube TV, you can, and it costs you basically nothing. You're not locked into contracts anymore. It's really easy, just a click of a couple mouse strokes, to go from one to the other. And they work on your phones. There's a lot of things that make them better than television as we know it. So this space is evolving very quickly. I think some companies are going to go away, and some might even get better in the next year or so. So I don't think it's going to be like it is now. It's just going to continue to get better, and competition, as usual in this country, is going to help people get better choices for their entertainment.
David, thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right, no problem.
That's David Katzmeyer, senior editor of home theater and TV reviews for CNET. He's been breaking down the various options for people looking to move away from cable TV service.